Next up is Prasad Gupta, who will be giving us a look at those projects that we funded, which were so good that we call them gems. And there's a unique way that we approach the gem reporting. And again, this is a qualitative account, so everybody can read about this great technology stuff. You don't have to be a technical person. So please, Prasad.
So Lee and Stephanie talked about sort of a portfolio approach to evaluating ATP projects. They looked at all projects, regardless of whether they were zero stars or four stars, as it turned out. Gems are a little different. They're what we call they're essentially success stories on a page. If you kind of got the impression, ATP is a fairly complex program. As Robert and Richard mentioned earlier, the program, the program has a fairly complex economic and technical rationale. So what we want to do with the gems is to, in one page, briefly describe what the realized economic impacts of the funded ATP project was. And it's essentially a hybrid document that combines elements of economics, technology at a lay level, and really kind of describe to our constituents and stakeholders what the value of the program was. It's qualitative and quantitative, and there were a couple questions earlier today about what do you do when a company decides not to pursue patents as an intellectual property decision, and there are certain ramifications about that, and you can capture that sometimes best in a story, in a narrative, but that's brief and punchy. It's high level yet rigorous, and again, kind of sort of the theme with. I think all these presentations that we're presenting today is that these products measure the project to ATP's mission. So there's some examples out on the table of an example of a gem. Here's just one. I see you've got some copies as well. I don't want to go over it too much, but just highlight. There's a title. There's sometimes if we can put in a picture. Picture says 1,000 words. And we want to allow some pertinent statistics or some product or project attributes where they can find additional information, web links, and things like that. And again, the idea is that this could be sort of a tool that you could just sort of hand out at a conference such as this. But we also used it for many times to answer congressional requests, to answer executive level requests. And also when we would do outreach, to be able to go out and communicate what is a great project. A lot of times you'd have people questioning whether they could apply to the program. They'd like to know, what is a representative sample? Well, here it is. This kind of explains to you what ATP is about. And then finally, what we want to be able to do is feed these results back into the process. So, what do we know? A key part of ATP is active project management. So when we provide cost-shared grants to firms and consortiums, we have project managers assigned to those projects. Well, we want to be able to take some of the lessons learned of some really good projects and apply that back to the active project management. And again, sort of in what Lee was doing earlier with some of those cuts and cross sections, give us a sense of like what works and what doesn't in the innovation ecosystem. So the elements of GEM, it answers essentially three major questions. What is the technical risk? What did the project accomplish? And what were the broad economic benefits? I want you to notice that this is linked back to our funding criteria. Again, all of our, one of the sort of the implicit assumptions, we want to be able to map back to mission. This also kind of has some of the elements of the so-called Hallmark questions, or some of the questions that former head of DARPA used to ask. What was the problem? Why is it hard? Why are we the agency to do something? What would be the solution be, and who would care? And then how would you measure the impacts and results? Again, we try to capture all these things in one page. So just to get a little bit more in-depth here, so what were the technical risks? You want to be able to answer, what was the problem, why was it hard, and why did it need government support? So just giving you an example, I've just culled it from one of the projects we've done, and I don't want to go through the entire elements of it. This is kind of hard to read in a slide presentation, but you can take a look at it at your own leisure, what we were able to do. So once you explain sort of what was the problem, why was it hard, and why did it need government intervention, you can then talk about what were the results here. So this is where now you're linking back into using a lot of the data collection sources that we've already talked about. So using the information we've gotten from the surveys, using information from, you know, cost-benefit studies, you want to be able to talk about all that and just sort of highlight some of the pertinent and high-level issues again. So again, we'll talk about some of the bibliometric output, some of the knowledge creation. We describe some of the capital attraction. Again, this goes back to ATP's mission. Some of that stuff isn't as easily, it doesn't necessarily convey the impact in just, you know, in statistics. You need to put it in context, and that's what the GEM format, that project narrative, allows you to do. You know, so, you know, so for example, you know, you can really get at the context of a particular project. You can really get at what the impact, you know, has been, and it really kind of lays the groundwork for the chronological, you know, changes over time, which is not always easy to do in some of the other formats that we've used. So then again, once you've talked about the rationale for the project, what it has actually accomplished, some of the intermediate outputs, then you want to get into the sort of the broader economic benefits. And again, here's where you can describe both the private benefits, but then also some of the public benefits. And again, this is where the narrative format really comes around, where you can talk about we're describing the benefits of R&D is really best used in stories. And again, we try to quantify it as much as possible, but you need some sort of descriptive narrative. And again, that's what we're able to do. So here's an example where you can sort of use a narrative, use bullets, but then also sort of bring in examples from additional studies, you know, that we've also done, and sort of highlight impacts, and then highlight sort of the broad applicability of the R&D that's been funded. Not easy to do in some of the other formats except for a narrative. So sort of the process for creating a GEM, and it's fairly similar to, you know, some of the other things that we've done, but essentially, again, it's utilizing the whole range of data that we've captured. So the surveys that we've talked about, you want to capture some of the human capital information that resides in the, you know, through our project managers, and then you also want to look at some of the other condensed versions that we have. Sometimes we have a status report already, sometimes we don't. So you want to be able to get all this information, do a little bit of a web research. You want to review some of the project files, and then just sort of you're going to have to prioritize. There's some questions earlier about, you know, well, how do you, what's the best approach for evaluation? Well, you know, you're going to have to really think about what do we really need. Since ATP funds projects in a variety of different technology areas, a lot of times what we wanted to do was to be able to have examples for a cross-section of technology areas, a cross-section of geographic areas. So we needed to prioritize based on need, again, based on what your customer requirements are, what your stakeholders would want. And that's basically how we would do something like that. And then these are a little bit more, because the nature of what ATP is dealing with are dealing with company-level information, you can do some, you're going to need to have some sort of company-level review. But we can sort of, we have sort of an internal review process combined with an external review process, because, again, all this stuff has to be vetted. We don't want to divulge proprietary information, but we also want to give enough information that really conveys the impact of what we're doing. So it's really important to work with some of the projects, the companies that are actually doing this. And I've put a website of some of the, you have examples of some of the gems that we have, but there's a website that has all 50 or so of the gems that we have, and you can take a look at it across the different technology areas and get a sense of what we've been able to do there. And again, if you have any questions, one of the things that popped up in my head was, you know, how would you apply this to your organization? So, you know, with that, you know, we can take some questions.